bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I want to remind you to tune in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Black Business Give Back Spotlight this Friday at 3:57 p.m. between the Tory Lowe Show and my show, Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be joined by Rennell Williams, Chief Creative Officer of VYZ. He'll be discussing why he launched the clothing and lifestyle brand and what inspires him every day. So be here Friday, 3:57, right here between the Tory Lowe Show and me, Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris, and listen to the Black Business Give Back Spotlight with VYZ on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Make sure you check it out. Make sure you check it out. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But before I go, Winky Blue, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you were giving me the rundown about the little the young pageant lady.
Right.
And you named everybody that she's representing. You're
right.
So correct. But then when you got to the LGBTQ, why did you have to throw that in? That's like having a good movie throwing in a gay scene.
Because they got their own pageant. So what? She still represents
everybody. But they got their own gay pageant.
She represents everybody in the state of Wisconsin. You cannot
But why did you have to throw that in?
Because I wanted
It was unnecessary.
You don't tell me what's necessary.
It's like having a great picture. I understand that, Doc. But have you ever been watching a great movie, and then all of a sudden they throw something in that shouldn't be there, just throw the whole good movie off?
Thank you for your opinion. I appreciate it, but it's unwarranted.
Thank you, Doc.
All right.
Doc, I think they're working on you, Doc.
They're not working on me. See, here's the thing. here's the thing. And let me help you understand this. Whether you like something or don't like something, or like a lifestyle or don't like a lifestyle, does not take away the fact that you're talking about a human being who has feelings, parents, brothers, sisters, whatever they decide they want to do with their life. So then there's no reason not to mention them when they're there. As Black people, you don't have to accept their lifestyle, or anybody, Black, white, Hispanic, whatever. You don't have to accept anybody's lifestyle, but that doesn't mean you get to treat them like they're not human and you don't include them in anything. No, you can't get it, because that's how they treated Black people.
No, they didn't treat Black people.
Listen,
I black get people, that. And that's an
black
argument.
Black people were non-existent. And I'm not saying you have to even accept. Listen, white people don't want to accept black people. I'm fine with that. Black people don't want to accept white people, whatever. I'm fine with that. Gay, Hispanic, whatever. But my point is.
I get that.
Opinion is one thing.
There's no quorum with me with that.
There has to be a quorum when you have an issue with one woman who represents all of Wisconsin and they live in Wisconsin. Man, where's your compassion?
Well, no, I listen, just like in the sports deal, they have a passion for those. Why don't they have a Miss Gay? They got a Miss Gay passion, man.
Okay.
Why don't they just develop their own opposed to bringing it over? Huh?
I said, okay.
I don't understand it. Right? So there's really not an argument. I understand a human being. If one, something was happening to one and I had to help him, I would help him. You understand that? But when it comes down to push, go ahead, I'm sorry.
If people don't want it, they'll speak up and they'll change it. You can always speak with your feet. You can always speak with your remote. Or you can always speak with your money.
But children don't have that option. And that's who we protecting, brother.
Sure.
Our grandbabies, our babies, our great-grandbabies.
But are you going to protect them to the point that they don't see what the real world is and then they'll decide whether or not they want to agree with mom and dad or not? Because that's what they're going to do anyway.
We understand that.
So if you train up your child the way that they're supposed to be or the way you want them, then they'll be that way. You shouldn't be scared.
I think that seed needs to be planted and other people are planting the seeds.
For
the parent, because the parent is spending very little time.
Planting a seed for what to happen?
For sexuality. There's sexuality in what they want to be. So when you said that's what struck me. I'm listening to everything.
You got that out of Miss Wisconsin. You got that out of Miss Wisconsin.
You just had to throw that in.
Listen to what I'm saying. You got all that out of Miss Wisconsin.
No, because you were going down the line, then you just threw that in as a bad scene in the picture.
No, I didn't throw it in.
I said, let me call Dr.
And I've included in other things, too. See, here's my issue.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're working on you, Doc.
You may be, they're not. So stop putting words in my mouth and stop coming up with innuendo that's incorrect. Because I'm telling you with my mouth is incorrect. The point I'm trying to make is this.
Okay, well then display it. Well, I'm no.
You don't tell me how to display anything. You don't get to tell me how to talk.
That's right. I corrected myself, brother. You grown. Hey, brother, you grown. I corrected that.
And I respect your opinion, but you cannot like something and love the person.
Yeah.
So then do that.
Well, hey, brother, I never said I didn't. I don't think you can go to heaven without talking about them.
Man, come on.
No.
What about lepers?
I said there's no need. Because it's a forced behavior right now. It's not even a learned behavior anymore. It's like a forced behavior.
In some schools, I ain't got no problem with it. You're right. In some schools, it is. But the bottom line is, if you teach your child and train your child, see, part of the issue is that we're allowing schools to do that. We're allowing schools to teach our children what they think our children.
But how are we allowing it when most of the time they're sneaking and doing it?
If you taught your child what you want your child to know and believe, then there's nothing anybody should be able to do to make them change. I'm just saying. And every child goes through that arc.
I appreciate you giving me a few minutes of fame, man. God bless you.
All right, take care. Everybody goes through a growth arc. And guess what? If you don't like the homosexual lifestyle, you don't like it. That's your prerogative. People get to say that just like they say they like it. That's the issue. If everybody's going to be able to speak, you can't shut people down because they say something you don't like. But that's exactly, anyway. Well, I guess he got me going. 833-212-1017 is the number. I think it's time for a sports update.
Number 5.
So, JS Online, there's an article, how do teams like the Brewers that get a first round bye fare in the Major League Baseball playoffs, by J.R. Ratcliffe. So he wrote bye as B-Y-E, when I think it should be a bye, because it's a bypass, not a B-Y-E, not like a bye. Like, anyway. That's just me. I might be wrong. Through common sense, though common sense tells you that it benefits a team to get a playoff bye, it should be BY. Keeps writing BYE. A playoff bye. Like a wave? Bye? Okay. You won't have to look far to find lingering sentiment that extended time off can also cause a team to lose its momentum. I don't think it'll cause the Brewers to lose their momentum because they're kind of losing some games right now. So, but anyway. However, but if you look up and if you look back, with 3 years of data to work, here's what he found. It's a great article. In 2024, three of the four teams who had a bye or bypassed the first round won. In 2023, three of the four teams with byes did not advance. So what does that tell you? Well, in 2022, two teams that took a bye advanced, two didn't. So what is that? That means that it sounds like coaching and keeping people in the right frame of mind and keeping them active, those are my assumptions, makes a difference. I think it also, you have to look at how many games they won, how many pitchers they had, how many people were healthy. Like, I think all those things play a part. I don't know if you can take just plain numbers. But he did a phenomenal job in showing how you can clinch a playoff spot early, which might put you in a different frame of mind, which might play a part in whether you win or lose. Interesting.
Number four.
From WISN 12, a rollover crash at the intersection of Jackson and Juneau caused a reduction in the Milwaukee's M-Line streetcar service. M-Line? Anyway, a van landed on its roof on the streetcar tracks, causing a brief interruption around 8 o'clock. Anybody care? Anybody care? I didn't think so. You know, I talked about moving to a suburb, right? And moving out of the city or in the city and living in the city and all that stuff, right? Well, Sheboygan Falls is off my list.
Number three.
From WISN 12, a man was shot and killed just after midnight this morning near the Sheboygan River. The Sheboygan Falls Police Department said officers found a man with a fatal injury. Despite life-saving measures and medical attention, the man died at the scene, and police are looking for the shooter. They said the preliminary investigation revealed the man was killed by a drive-by shooting on Monroe Street by the Sheboygan River. The suspected vehicle is a small, dark-colored SUV, and the motive for the shooting is unknown at this time. So, this over here. All right. So, Sheboygan Falls is completely off my list, and while I'm at it, I think I'm going to put the village of Pewaukee on that list as well.
Number two.
From JS Online, authorities have asked the Waukesha County District Attorney's Office to consider charging a 51-year-old man suspected of shooting at a Village of Pewaukee home. In a news release posted on the Village of Pewaukee Police Department's Facebook page today, police said they responded to a report of shots that had been fired in the 100 block of Marshall Street, just west of Highway 16, shortly after 10 o'clock last night. Officers confirmed that bullet casings were found there and that a house had been struck. Police arrested the suspect a block away at a residence in the 100 block of George Street. A firearm was recovered, and Police Chief Timothy Heyer said an investigation has begun and the department has referred potential charges to the district attorney's office. And you can tell it's a white guy, right? Because we don't know his name.
Number one.
From WISN.com, kudos to the Common Council. I talked about this before. Crowded streets, cars took over, right? In 2005, more than 200 street takeovers. Milwaukee Common Council members, congratulations. They have passed new fines for spectators and participants in street takeovers. Legislation states spectators can receive anywhere between a $500 and $1,000 fine. Operators and organizers can receive a $400 to $1,000 fine. And passengers of vehicles can get anywhere from a $300 to $1,000 fine. Plus, the municipal court can make someone do community service related to traffic safety, the legislation says. Repeat offenders can also be fined $1,000 for getting caught more than once in the same year. I say congratulations to Milwaukee Common Council. You did an excellent job. I think it passed unanimously. So, yeah. Labor Day weekend, we had 15 street takeovers. It was more like 20, 25, but they only towed 4 cars and issued 26 citations, like illegal window tint and discharging fireworks, you know, petty stuff. Well, this one is going to put a hurt on them. Now, if we can just tow the car, that would be great. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, good evening. You know what I was going to say? I always was raised to judge a book by its contents and its character and never by its cover or its label. But I know a lot of times, you know, homosexuality keep coming out. But I realized something. I figured it out last night.
What's that?
You know, the number one thing that I think is gay and homosexual, a straight man begging for money.
Well, or one who breaks up with his do you have anything to say about what Winky Blue said about how gay people are treated?
Oh, about it. Well, you know, gay people are treated, I think they should be treated as a human, but what right. I find to be so funny, when people go to prison and they drop that soap, they always find a new life or a new calling. Or like some of them pimps out there on the streets who try to be like they so hard, but when it gets past 9 o'clock, now they're a double agent, and everything they speak against, they're trying to get up in your bed.
All right. Well, thank you much. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
I didn't want nobody saying I was blocking what anybody said or agreeing or disagreeing because I try to stay in the middle. So I get accused of being conservative. I get accused of being too liberal. I get accused of everything. So I guess what I'm doing must be working.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Almost had a mix. Almost had it. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me go to this talking text line, see what y'all talking about. Because, you know, y'all be talking kind of reckless. I'll say best record in the league. Very impressive. Yes, it is. It's very impressive. Al say, you don't like Sheboygan, Dr. Ken. Nice little town I was building out there last week, Madi. Well, it's not, I don't dislike. First of all, I went to Sheboygan for some fireworks at the lakefront. I kid you not. There were 4 black people there. Me, my wife, and my 2 kids. And they was looking at me like, what you doing up here? It's like, whoa, okay. But that was a while ago. I don't dislike it. I just, you know, they got issues too. And it finally made the news because they got drugs and all. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on in Wisconsin. Yeah, that's true. Ms. Madi said, Nagawaki Lake, Delafield, Heartland, Crystal Lake, Illinois, a lot of subdivisions, gated communities with no sidewalks. Yeah, they don't want us there. They don't want nobody there. And that's what I talk about. At some point, it becomes a caste system. Like, if you ain't got the money, you know, Mal say it ain't Friday yet. I won't be here Friday, so I got to make up for it tomorrow. Got to make up for it. Mal say, good, quick question. Dr. Ken, what do you think about the No Child Left Behind policy or policies that were implemented during the Bush administration? Why are we talking about the Bush administration? But if you ask me what I think about it, if you read it and you understood it, this is me. This is just me talking. Individual, not Democrat, not Republican, not conservative, not liberal, me. No Child Left Behind worked. If you implemented all of No Child Left Behind, school districts took No Child Left Behind, took No Child Left Behind money, and then implemented the parts of No Child Left Behind that they wanted. Then when it didn't work, they said, see, it doesn't work, but they still took the money. The problem I have with that is it's like you're going to the doctor and the doctor gives you medication and tells you to walk up 10 flights, like 10 stairs per day. And you only walk up like 2 stairs and you don't take the medication, or you take it every other day. Well, that's great. You kind of did what they said, but you really didn't. And then you go, oh my God, it didn't work. I'm not taking that medication anymore. I'm not walking those stairs. Well, you didn't do it the way it was supposed to be implemented. And that's the same way they did with No Child Left Behind. We have to stop hating things because we don't like the person when it's good for us. I'm not going to listen to a white doctor. I'm going to listen to a black one. Well, that's great, but the white doctor just gave you some information that could save your life. I told a story before. When Scott Walker was governor, every governor has had this, right? I don't know if they've had it under Evers. I think they did. Where they invited all the black businesses from around the state to the governor's mansion and had a, it's not a workshop. They had a meeting, a get together, you hang out, you talk. And then you were able to talk to people from the Department of Administration and Department of Aging and all that to talk about how you can get contracts with the state of Wisconsin. I think they changed it and now they flipped it and it's not just black. It's now everybody or some kind of thing because, you know, they're taking everything away from black people now. And it was just amazing to me that people actually said they weren't going to go because they didn't like Scott Walker. I'm like, he's the CEO of a $9 billion state, and all of that money, not some of it, all of that money is yours. You either paid federal taxes and they sent it back, or you paid state tax and it's sitting there and you don't want a part of it. That didn't make any sense to me. It makes no sense. We literally cut off our noses to spite our faces. And then we have the audacity to wonder what happened.
Well, I don't understand what happened. What was it?
LT say River Hills has no sidewalks or alleys. I miss it. You should move back. Yeah. But I mean, think about it. When you don't use something like No Child Left Behind and you say, well, I'm only going to use this part. Oh, well, it didn't work. Well, you didn't use the whole thing. You didn't complete the whole thing. Then say it doesn't work. MPD did the same thing about linking crime and traffic and all that stuff. And if you do parking walks and business checks and all that. So they did it the way they wanted to do it. It didn't work. And so they quit it. And I'm like, but you didn't follow the plan. Like it was called DDAX. I literally have the data right here. Like if you do it, it may work, but they didn't follow it. We're just going to do this part. We're going to do that part. What, you got money from the government and now you're going to do it to say you're doing it, but you're not doing it? You're going to put the title on it, but you're not going to really do it? And it's unfortunate, but those are the types of things that we do. Those are the types of things that we go into. We have do it. I know the word that popped in your mind. We have do it. And then when it doesn't work, we want to quit it. It's unfortunate. But then again, that's why we got the education system we got now.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
New Cupid. Time for a change.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I want to remind you once again, the Truth is home of Marquette University High School's championship football. We got a great match coming up for you this Friday in the evening as the Marquette High Hilltoppers go on the road to take on conference rivals Sussex Hamilton Chargers. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 833-212-1017 is the number. So Mao, following up that question about No Child Left Behind, said, do you think if fully implemented, the education system would have been better? If so, why hasn't any administration post-Bush found a way to push or improve it? Well, because when you change presidents from Republican to Democrat or Democrat to Republican, they spend an inordinate amount of time, like Trump is doing and Biden did and Obama did and Bush did and all. They spend an inordinate amount of time dismantling some of the things they disagreed with. One of them is education. And so education, people believe education should only be local. Then some people believe education should only be, run by the federal government. I never want the federal government in anything I do. But that being said, that's what they did. A lot of the suburban schools did do that. They did use some of the implementations of No Child Left Behind, and some of those school districts are doing great things, and the ones that didn't tend to not. Now, I don't know the intricacies of it because I don't work in public school system. I work in higher education. But by and large, everybody screamed about it, but then did nothing. A lot of the suburban schools took off like a rocket. So what it comes down to is the more money you have, so they say. Everybody in education said, the more money we have, the more resources we can. How about you just do what you're supposed to do and educate the kid? Do that. But that's a very good question, Mao. That's the problem. We allow politics to get in the way of educating our children, of cleaning our streets, of building buildings, of doing all sorts of things. And this is what it comes down to. We end up losing because what's that old saying? When everybody else gets a sniffle, we get the flu. And that's usually what happens when it trickles down to us. Nothing's left. And we're here struggling. And it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. I mentioned this story earlier from the Griot about the first time in years Saturday Night Live is set to begin the season without a black woman in the cast. And I don't really, I don't know. So on Friday, September 12th, Ego and Wadham announced she was leaving the NBC sketch comedy series after 7 seasons in a post on Instagram. She said, the hardest part of a great party is knowing when to say goodbye, 37-year-old comedian wrote. But after 7 unforgettable seasons, I've decided to leave SNL. I'm immensely grateful to Lauren for the opportunity, to my castmates, the writers, the crew, for their brilliance, support, and friendship. Week after week on that stage taught me more than I could have ever imagined, and I would carry these memories and that laughter with me always. She concluded the post by saying, now, invite me to your weddings, please. Y'all know y'all got to pay for that, right? She joined SNL in 2018 as a featured player, promoted to the repertory cast in 2020. During her tenure, she became known for standout sketches, including the viral Lisa from Temecula, her recurring Miss Eggy character, and recently, Weekend Update moment that led to the audience cursing on live TV. The actress was only the 8th black woman to join the cast in 50 years, Variety reported. She is part of a legacy that includes Denitra Vance, the first black woman to be added to the repertory cast, and household names like Maya Rudolph and Sasheer Zamata and Leslie Jones. Another black cast member, Devon Walker, also exited after season 50. She joined SNL as a featured player in 2020. Walker did in 2022, promoted to repertory in 2024, and then left the show after three seasons. In his departure, he described it as sometime, his quote, toxic as hell, even though he said the decision to leave was akin to a divorce. So Wanda Sykes weighed in on the cast shakeup during a recent appearance on Cherie, hosted by, or is it Sherry? S-H-E-R-R-I. Anyway, hosted by Sherry Shepherd, and what this might mean for Kenan Thompson, the show's longest-serving cast member since 2003. Boy, Kenan's going to be in a lot of wigs, huh? Well, does it matter that they're... Do black people watch Saturday Night Live? Or is it a chance for black people to be in an environment where the majority of white people watch it and they can then get to know that person? Because, again, America is... like 63%, 64% white. And they have most of the money, most of the jobs, most of the businesses, most of the money. Did I say that? So is this a positive for her or negative for her? I don't know. I hope other male comedians step up like Kevin Hart and others and put her on tour with them. And, you know, people like Dave Chappelle put her on tour and blow her up. I've seen her perform. She's a very funny woman. And hopefully we can get back to just laughing and not have to worry about offending people or saying or doing something that somebody gets upset. Just it gets so tired. Like nothing's funny anymore. Like you can't make fun of anything or anybody. Everybody's so sensitive. So weak. 833-212-1017 is the number. 64 degrees, 42 minutes after the hour. Again, humidity's at 82%. So will it rain? Who knows? Who knows? I hope not. We got 0%, 0%, 0 inches in rain today, so hope we can keep it that way. I really do. Miles say, Dr. Ken, thank you for answering my question. You're welcome. So y'all be knowing about all these rich suburbs with 4,100 square foot houses and deer everywhere. And see, that's another thing. I was driving the other day in Washington County. At night, got too many deer. Can't do it. There's too many deer. Like, I can't live somewhere where I look out my window and I got bears in my yard and deer. And now I was sitting out before we go to break. I was sitting in my backyard, minding my own business, and I don't know what it was. I think it was a possum. Might have been probably a raccoon. Because it had the ring around the tail, gray and black. And I looked over, and it ran past me, I think within like 3 feet. Like, I'm going to the... So here's what happened. And my alderman came through, Russell Stamper. So I was upset, and I had been trying to get a garbage can for like 2 years. Like, I need a garbage can. Meanwhile, the lid broke. I sit it outside for the garbage for the DPW to pick up, and all the garbage is on the ground because at night all the animals eat it. We're not talking squirrels, we're talking raccoons. Knocked it over. So they must have been on it or in it and was trying to climb either in or out and was so fat it knocked over the garbage can. I got water and food, and then they ate the food. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So finally, I got a hold of my alderman. I said, look, what do I need to do to get a garbage can? The words came out of my mouth before I thought about it. I'll buy one if I have to. But this is just ridiculous. The lid is broken. I've got two holes in the lid. They said, well, if you got two holes in your lid and it's not, and it's still operable, then we can't give you a new one. This is what DPW had told me in the past. I was like, and then finally, the little latch that holds on the... So it was only holding on by one little side, and you could just push it, and the the lid would move side to side, so you could just basically step in it and eat. And that's what the animals were doing. So I called, and I finally got one maybe a week ago. I finally got one. So this possum runs past me, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, it's about 11:30 at night. Fire pit's going. I got fire. Everything's cool. Reading a book, listening to a podcast. And I said, oh, so it's your time to go get something to eat. Okay. Ran over there, and dude stopped. I don't know if it was a man or a woman, but, you know, stopped and looked like where's the hole I usually crawl in? I came out one night. They were on top of it, multiple on top of it, going in and eating all the food. Well, now it's a brand new can. I mean, it's not brand new, but it's in really good shape. And they looked over, and it's almost like he turned around and looked at me like, what? Where's my dude, I came in, and I'm thinking to myself, well, you're too fat. You shouldn't be eating that anyway. It's a big old, like, raccoon. I'm like, dude, don't get back. And then, well, but then if he had turned around and came at me, it would have been a fight. I'd have been whacking it with a chair or something. But this raccoon just wanted, he looked so dejected. I almost saw his shoulders go down like, dude took my food. And that's when I knew. I said, yep. We were putting like pepper and all kinds of spraying it, all kinds of stuff. Put this on it, it'll stop them from eating it. They went right in that hole like they wasn't even looking at it. They was like, dude, this is my garbage can. This ain't yours. It's just at your house. This is my food. And I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm not living like this anymore. So I got a new one. So I want to say thank you to Russell Stamper, 15th Automatic District. He came through. Damon Elsie, his assistant, came through, said thank you so much. But then again, I thought about it. Does that make me a Nepo baby?
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. There's a story in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that talks about Milwaukee County Supervisor, I think her name is Priscilla Cox Jones. See if I got the first name right. Yes. Who was under investigation into allegations of misconduct in public office and filing false campaign finance reports. The district attorney's office will not seek charges. Investigation is closed with no further action plan. That's according to Jeffrey Altenberg, the office's chief deputy district attorney. Oh, Jeff is. Cool. She said, we thank the district attorney who, after careful review of my client's campaign records, determined that any errors did not rise to the level of criminal citation, said attorney Michael Mastelman, who told Journal Sentinel, Supervisor Cox Jones has always been committed to transparency and integrity in her public office, and she's grateful that the matter has been resolved. I'm glad, but was that reported anywhere in the news? I'll have to watch. Because, you know, we're always good at saying people are under investigation, but we're not really good at saying people, like, you know, got cleared. And so in the back of everybody's mind, the only thing you hear is that they got charged or they're under investigation. Well, we can't work with that person. They're under investigation. Well, no, they're not. Not anymore. So congratulations to her, her attorney. They were able to allow it not to go through and worked and cleared her name. And so those are the kind of things we want to hear, the good and the bad. We want to hear it. I think that's the only way to do it. I'm just saying. I want to say goodnight to everybody, Kwanda and Babar and Madee, and who else is on here? Curly Q, Not Really a City Girl. Good night. Al. LT. I miss anybody? Nope, I think I got everybody. Essie, I think. Melody. White Widow. And Dimitri and Styly Icon and everybody. Thanks for hanging with me. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. The analysis is coming up next. And then we'll have the Tory Lowe Show and on with the best rebroadcast you'll ever get anywhere in the country for Black Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Thanks for hanging out. Thank you, X. Appreciate you. God bless. Take care. I'm out.
Be quiet.